This is the 4040 Project. KBIA turned 40 in 2012, and we're celebrating by visiting 40 communities in beyond mid-Missouri. We're bringing you stories from the towns we visit. I'm Trevor Harris, and this week the 4040 Project travels to Versailles. Where the prairie meets the Ozarks, Versailles is the Morgan County seat. It's located on Missouri Highways 5 and 52, about 45 miles south of Boonville. When I got to Versailles, I found Doris Elliott and Visha Gurr staffing World Craft and Thrift on the square. Doris gave me the rundown of current population and some career options in Versailles.
Yes, I think the population went down. I think we're down to about 2,300 at this point. Yes, we're losing people, I'm sorry to say, probably because of lack of manufacturing at this point. We have one factory left. That's Gates Manufacturing. Most of the other things that we do here are just service industry and farming, of course, which is very big.
Like most Missouri counties, Morgan County has a university extension office that dispenses advice to area ranchers, growers, and gardeners. Morgan County's agronomy specialist is Johnny Harper. Harper covers the county, working with those who make their living off the land or who just grow some vegetables for home use. Harper noted that there exists a certain inclination towards community service amongst the local Green Thumb set.
We have quite an active, with Extension, we do a Master Gardener program, so we have a very large Master Gardener chapter here. And they actually have done a community garden, and they partnered up with the United Methodist Church here in Versailles, and they just plant a big community garden. And in the newspaper publishes, the tomatoes are ready to pick. Come and get them. The cucumbers are ready to pick. Come and get them.
Town barber Chris Grilt understands that the Versailles area economy is driven by farming. He also noted, however, the impact from all those people who motor through town on their way to visit the various docks and coves of the Lake of the Ozarks. Here's Chris Grilt.
We're close to the lake down here, and we get a lot of lake traffic. That really supports most of our economy around here. If we didn't have the lake traffic, we'd dry up and be gone. This town lives or dies by the lake.
Local business people like Chris Grilt don't have to be from Versailles to make a go of it in town. I met recent Seattle transplant Gilbert Peralta at his new barbecue restaurant just off the town square. Peralta likes the business-friendly attitude in Versailles. Regulations that kept him from investing in a small business back in Seattle simply weren't an issue in Versailles, which is his wife's hometown.
The health department took some of the questions that I had, like the sinks there are not stainless steel, they're just plastic, but it was $1,500 for that type of sink, and that there was $60 for those. So little things like that, they helped me get this up and running.
Multiple Versailles residents with whom I visited mentioned the town theater as a local point of pride. Again, here's Doris Elliott.
The big attraction, I think, here has been the Royal Theater, which has been in operation as a live theater since the 1980s again. I mean, it's a big deal compared to many other theaters in towns our size.
There remains, however, the small matter of the town's name. It looks like the name of a French city pronounced Versailles. Dutch transplant to Versailles, Visha Gurr, set me straight, however, on what to call her town.
No, it's Versailles.
Yeah.
Versailles is in France, you know.
That's right.
From Versailles, Missouri, this is KBIA's Trevor Harris for the 4040 Project. You can listen to past episodes of the 4040 Project online at kbia.org.